Rava says that if a person eats Noah, he gets twice Malkus. If he eats Mevushal, he gets twice Malkus. Once for Alatach Menu Noah, once for Kiyim Tzliyesh. So the top tesis on Aleph on the base has a kasha. In order to get Malkus, you have to violate a law that's similar to Lasatzim Shabbadishai. Because in Chumash Devarim, we darshan smuchim. Usually only darshan hekesh if you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. And Chumash Devarim is the exception to the rule. We had it before, Rashi quoted from Yavamah's Dav Dalet, that in Chumash Mishnah Torah, Chumash Devarim, the Gemara gives two different explanations why, but that's the din. You only darshan smuchim Chumash Devarim. So these two psukim are one next to the other. V'hayon bin hakos harasha. Is right next to the pasuk of Lasachim Shabbatisha. So that's the whole theme of the third parak in Makkos. What's considered? Which averus are considered dumi d'alav dechasim? Which are not dumi d'alav dechasim? So we usually assume you have a few klolim has to be alav sheish b'maisa machlokes satanoim and machlokes samaroim. How to paskin? We pass on lav sheim ma'isa ain like mal. You have to have a lav sheish ma'isa. Shouldn't be a lav she nitan as haris misitvezin. Shouldn't be a lav anitan l'tashlumin. Shouldn't be a lav anitik le'esei. But then it also has to be. It has to be written in the chumash in a certain way. First of all, it has to be written in the chumash. That's what we said. That the Raman quotes the shita sagainim. That one who eats orla b'chutz l'aretz is like it. So the Raman disagrees because orla b'chutz l'aretz doesn't say in chumash. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says it's not written in Chumash at all. It has to be written in Chumash similar to Losachim Shabbatisha. So if it says Loi, then it's similar to Losachim Shabbatisha. Or if it says Isham Pen Real, that's also similar to Losachim Shabbatisha. So Rabbi says over here. Here it says Al Tachemen Unah. Hisham pen ba'al. Al is the same as loy. So Hisham pen ba'al is loike. So Rabbi says, Al toch menu no, kiim tzliyesh. So it sounds like kiim is also dumi d'alav d'chasima. So Tosis, the top Tosis on the mouth on the base is bothered with Akasha, that by the Kengodl, Gengodl's not allowed to marry an almana that's alive. But then if he marries a Ba'ula who's not an almana, that's an Isa, that's only an Isa Rase. So Tez says, why is an Isa Rase? It says, Kim Basula Miyama, Nikachisha. It says, Kiim. And our Gemara, Rabbi says, Kiim Tzliyesh, is Dumi Dalav Dachasima. So Kiim Basula Miyama should also be Dumi Dalav Dachasima. So why does the Gemara say in Suvas Daf Lamed, that Ba'ula, the Kangarov, the Kangarov marries an Almana, that's called, the Ferish Loi. But if he marries a Ba'ula, that's only learned out from Kiyim. But according to Rabbah, Kiyim is a Loi, says it. So Tosis says it's no Tzushto. Here it says the Pasuk begins Al Tochla Menonno, Kiyim Tzliyesh. So Al Tochla goes on No, goes on Mevushon, goes on Kiyim Tzliyesh. So you read it as if it says, so that's a lot because that's al ishama pen vial, the same as loy. But there is a verb at the end. Kim besula miyamav yikach isha. The verb yikach goes on besula miyamav. So that's only an essay. Here, not that kiim is always a loy essay. It depends what the verb is in the pasuk. Here, the pasuk begins with a verb. Al tochel menano. Kiyim tzliyesh. That's Boshib Shat and the Gemara. And then towards the bottom of the daf, the Gemara quotes about 10 lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, Ochal tzliyim bo yom, chayiv. Kazayis nam shel hashecha, chayiv. Chayiv means chayiv malkus. So if he eats kazayis tzliyim bo yom, why is the chayv malchus? Katani tzli domi dino amano balav ab tzli balav chayv means chayv malchus. The Gemara says, "Where is there a lois hesed? Vishleim ano aksiv al tel men ano? That's a lois hesed. Ali hishamet pen veal, the same as loy. El tzli min olan. If you eat tzli before shkia, if you eat the Korban Pesach, usually a Korban Pesach, the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah is on Kochim. Basically, Kochim Kalam is only one Korban Shlomim, and everything is a subcategory of Shlomim. Never says that in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Toida is a subcategory of Shlomim, because it's called, in Chumash, it's called Zebach Toida Shlomov. So that the Gemara says, that a Toida is a subcategory of a Shlomim, and if you shech the Toida, the Shem Shlomim, it's not called the Shinir Kodesh. That's what it is. It's a subcategory of Shlomim. But the Gemara never says that all the Kochim Kalam are basically one and the same Korban. That never says in the Gemara. That the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to his the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos on Seder Kochim. So the so Shlomim is Nechel Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. A Toida is only Nechel Yom V'Layla. So in the subcategory Korban Pesach is not Nechel Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. So it should have been like a Toida. But it's not Nechel Yom V'Layla Echad. Only Nechel V'Layla. You're not allowed to eat it by Yom. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. El Tzlim Minon. If you eat Tzlim about Yom. Where is there a pasuk that says that it's also gemar dirsiv? Also, it's a pasuk balayla, it's a balayla, and bayom lo. It's a lava ba mechalala say. So the gemara asks, nu a lava ba mechalala say you're not loike. How come this brisa says tana bana lochol tzlim bayom is loike? Chay means that you get malchus. Gemara says Amrav Chizda, this tana disagrees with what it says all over in Shas. All over in Shas it says that Allah Baba Mechlala says, and I say, this Tana, and you ain't a like it, this Tana holds that Allah Baba Mechlala say is a love. Taisus claims over here, it's a Shaila. Taisus says, only if it's Allah Baba Mechlala saying it says the word Leymor. Because the Gemara explains that Leymor is love on a binyan. Leymor has the connotation, but it's just Allah Baba Mechlala say. And there's no word leymor there, then this Tana would not say. He doesn't say that every single lava bama chalala say. Yeah, the top Rashi sounds like he doesn't agree with Taisus. The beauty he diyama lava bama chalala say lavu. Sounds like every lava bama chalala say. Not Taisus wants to limit it, because the Gemara says, what's the mocha? Because there's the word leymor. Well, leymor means lava. We don't pass in any way like this Tana, so it doesn't make too much of a difference how far the Tana went. We pass the lava bama chalala say is an assay. What does that mean? It's an assay. So usually there are several differences between an assay and a lois assay. One difference is in Yeridaya, the Simen Kufnu and Zayin, the beginning of the second chelik Yeridaya. You have all the dinim of avodah zar, then you have din of the harik val yava by avodah zar. So it says there in Simen Kufnu and Zayin by avodah zar gil arashu chazdam and the din is yaharik val yava. Then shara deres befarhesi is also yaharik val yava b'shas hashmad even b'tzin is yaharik val yava. And then what about how far is one levat yaharik val yava? How far is one obligated to observe mitzvahs in other areas, not by yaharik val yava? Not talking about giving up one's life. So the Ramah distinguishes between an essay and a lois essay. Ramah says, with respect to lois esser, you have to give away kol hayn beiso. But with respect to mitzvah saseh, we say hamevazir is al yevazir is yosim mechamish. You're not mechayev to spend more than 1/5 of your total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah. That's a person got stuck in the North Pole for sukkahs, and he doesn't have dalam minim. And it's Erev Yontif. So the only way to get dalam minim is if he spends a fortune of money and they go to deliver it, special delivery to him. So how much money is he mechuyev to spend? So if he has $5,000 in savings, he's mechuyev to spend up until chaymish, up until $1,000. Not mechuyev to spend more than $1,000. That's what the Ramah paskens. The original Gemara, HaMevazu, is HaYivazu, is mechaymish is in ksubis with respect to giving tzedakah to aniyim. Then you're not mechuyev. Not that you're not mechuyev, it's not proper. The Gemara says you're not allowed to. Usha Hiskinu, when the Bez Nagodol left the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas Hagozes, Bez Nagodol used to meet in the Lishkas Hagozes. So when they left the Lishkas Hagozes towards the end of the Bayi Sheni period, 40 years before the Churban Bayi Sheni, Bayi Sheni was Churb in the year 70, so 40 years before the year 30, Bez Nagodol went into self-imposed exile. They felt that it's not right, they're sitting in the Lishkas Hagozes, in the position of kavod, and they're supposed to be in charge of all the dinin nefashis, all the dinin Torah. And there are murderers roaming the streets all over, and they weren't able to do anything about it. So they felt very uncomfortable. What are we sitting in Lishkar Gozis? We're not doing our job. So they went into self-imposed exile. And once they left the Lishkar Gozis, so the Gemara says, Malamish Amokim Kurin. Says, we come to Be'alisa Alamokim, the Bez Nagodl has to meet in the Lishkar Gozis. Once they leave, they don't have the full din of Bez Nagodl. They don't have it all the din. That's a question to what extent, but at least they don't have the full din of Bez Nagodl. They don't have the full din. The Rambam apparently thinks that they do still have the din of Bez Nagodl, because the Rambam's opinion is that Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana has to be taken care of by the Bez Nagodl. And we know that until the days of Abai Verava, Abai Verava was a few centuries after the Churban Abayis. Abai Verava were quite a few years after the Churban Abayis. So according to the Rambam, that you need a Bez Nagodl to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana, they don't have to do it. They have to authorize a Bezna of three to do it. The Bezna who does the Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't have to be members of the Bezna Gadol, but they have to be authorized. They have to have permission from the Bezna Gadol to do that. So how could they, till the days of Abai Verov, how could the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael do Kiddush HaChodesh? There is no Bezna Gadol. So that's the Ramban's kasha against the Rambam. How can it be that you need? The Ramban says, when you have Bez Nagodl, it's not right that any Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, three musmachim from the yeshiva, will get together. They're going to declare where Rosh Chodesh is. It's a psak that's neged to all of Klal Yisrael. So it's not right that not many three rabbis should give such a psak. But whoever will give such a psak, the Ramban says the psak will be binding. Let's say one of them wants to make Rosh Chodesh, when they want to make it a Shonam Uberis because his son is not ready with his drosha, his bar mitzvah yet. One of the members of the Bezna of three. His son needs another month to review the parsha and to finish his siyum, whatever he's going to make for his bar mitzvah. So he joins the Bezna and they make a Shonam Uberis. So the Ramban holds, but he ever will be Shonam Uberis, even though it's a ridiculous reason. That's his personal problem. Everybody has to suffer because of him. So the Ramban says any Bezna three can do Kiddush HaChodesh. The Acheretz dictates it's a psak that's neged to all the Bezna, all the Klal Yisrael. So it's not the Acheretz that any three rabbis get together and they declare Rosh Chodesh or Shonam Uberes. But the Acheretz dictates you need Bezna Gadol, but it's not really Ma'akev. So the Ramban says, Vaharait, and until the days of Abai Verava, the Ramban quotes that. So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, until the days of Abai Verava, they had Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Hariya in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban proves that you don't need Bez Nagodl. So the Noisei Kelim and the Sefer HaMitzvahs come to defend the Ramban, so they answer, I think the Kinas Sofrim, somebody on the bottom of the page. They say the Ramban thinks that pasuk, we come to be Alisa Lamakam, Alamash Amakam Gerim, is only a din in Zokin Mamre. That the Zokamama is not Chayiv Nisa if he paskins against the Psak of the Bez Nagodl, if they issued the Psak when they were not in the Lishkas Hagozes. And the Gemara says, since the Bez Nagodl doesn't have the din of Bez Nagodl, but he gave it to Zokamamre, so that all the other Sanhedras all over the world, the Sanhedrin Ketan of 23, no one can be done din in the Foshas, because it has to be one big judiciary system. You have to have but the dinim all over the world, and they're all responsible to the Bez Nagodl. So the Bez Nagodl doesn't have the full din of Bez Nagodl. So the Sanhedras can't function. So the all dinim nefashos were batlu before 40 years before the Churban Abayis. But it doesn't. The Rambam apparently thinks it doesn't necessarily mean that there was no din of Bez Nagodl at all. For other purposes, there was a din of Bez Nagodl. So getting back again, Nachamal. So the original pasuk, the original Gemara in Ksubis, I think on Daf Nun. The original Gemara in Ksubis Daf Nun Hamavazveis. So the Gemara says Beusha Hiskino. When the Bez Nagodl was in Golus, after they left the Lishkas Hagozes, they went from one city to the other. They were Eser Golias, also Sanhedrin. Gemara says, corresponding to at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, the Shechina left the Kodesh HaKadoshim in 10 stages, The Gemara has this in the end of Rosh Hashanah. So corresponding to that, at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, Bez Nagoda went into Golus in 10 different stages. They left Lishkas Hagosas and then to a different location in Yerushalayim, then a different place, then to Usha and Shvaram, Tzipori and Tiberia, all in the Galil, all locations in the Galil. And the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes this from that Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah, that when the Bezdin will reconvene, Lossid Lava, they will reconvene in the same location where they met last. Just like every day, the Bezdin HaGadol meets and then they go home. And they eat supper with their wife and their children. And then they come back tomorrow morning. Then they go home the end of the next day, they come back the next morning. So now there was a pause of 2,000 years. And they'll come back to the same location where they met last. That's where they'll reconvene. That's where a couple of years ago when they started Rabbi Steinsaltz. Was a colorful character. So when he started the Bez Nagoda, they reinstituted the Sanhedrin. So I think they met somewhere in Tveria or something like that. That's one of the last places where they were. That's why in the 1500s, most of the Rabbanim lived in Tzfat. They didn't live in Yerushalayim. So one reason why, because the water is polluted in Yerushalayim, the water was healthier in Tzfat. And the other reason, which is the more famous reason, is because after the expulsion from Spain and after the expulsion from Portugal, so they thought that it's already time Mashiach is going to come. So they thought, and the Gemara says in Erevin that when Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi will appear the day before. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come the day before Mashiach. He will appear to the Bez Nagoda. And he will tell them that tomorrow Mashiach will appear. He will identify who Mashiach is. So because the Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah that the Bez Nagoda will reconvene in the location where they last met, and they were hoping that Mashiach is going to come, so they thought they wanted to do Chidush HaSmicha. They wanted to reinstitute Smicha and make a Bez Nagoda to be able to receive Eliyahu HaNavi, who will identify who the Melech HaMashiach was. So that's why they met. That's why most of the Rabbanim lived at that time in Tzfat. So again, so the Gemara says, B'usha Hiskinu. Every so often the Gemara has B'usha Hiskinu. The Bez Nagoda was in Golus and Usha. It sounds like they still had the status of Bez Nagoda. So they made a takana that you're not allowed to give Tzedakah Ta'anim more than 1/5 of your total savings. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu says, "Kol ha-shatit in li aser asren aloch." I'll give once ma'aser, I'll give a second time ma'aser. So a tenth and a tenth is a fifth. So that's 20%. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk. Hamavazveis, if you're giving money to aniyim, al yavazveis yesem mechamish, you shouldn't give more than 20%. Shema yayoni v'itztarach labris. If you give too much money, Taisa says, if the guy's a multimillionaire, he's allowed to give more. I said, Baba Kama has like that. But if he's not so wealthy, a normal person just makes a parnassus, so we're afraid if he's going to give more than chaymesh, Shema Yayani, with Star Chlabriyas, he may become poor. Yeah. Shita Mukubetsa says there, and not Gemara, the Chidah quotes it in the Birki Yosef and Hilchas Tzedakah. Shita Mukubetsa and Ksuda says there, it's only you're not allowed to give Tzedakah to Anim more than 20% of your total savings. But if you want to give money to Yeshivas, supporting Torah, that's a different cause. Then you don't say Shema Yayani v'itzarech labris. To give to aniyim, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to give to other aniyim. I myself, I'm going to become an ani. So where's the seichel? But this is also not so smart, but it's not so stupid. To give more than 1/5 to support yeshivas, then you're going to be an ani. So you're not mechuyev to, but you don't recommend it. But you can't say that it's an iser Shema Yayani v'itzarech labris. It's not ani and an ani. It's a different din. So the original Gemara only says by tzedakah la'anim. You're not allowed to give more tzedakah la'anim if you don't make that much. If you don't make that much, you just make a normal parnasa. You're not allowed to give more than 1/5. So the Ramo extends it. The Ramo is quoting earlier poskim. They extend it with respect to any mitzvahs I say. You're not obligated. You're not obligated to spend more than 1/5 of your total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So if it's, let's say, Arab Sukkot, and the guy's in the North Pole, and the only way to get the lulav and an esrog, he calls up some community, and he's going to order they should deliver it on Arab Yantar for him. Or they should deliver it on Yantar, whatever. So if it's going to cost him more than 1/5 of his total savings, not mechuyev. Mishnah Brura, Ramo has that both in Sima Kuf Nun Zayin and Sima Dabad Yaharagval Yav, and then he has in Hilchas Dala Ninam also in Hilchas Sukkah. He has it. So in Hilchas Sukkah, the Mishnah Brura, he asked Akasha that there is a Gemara in Kedushim where the Gemara has a discussion. What if I'm a Bchor, I never had a Pinyan Aben, and my wife has a baby, and I have a Chiv to do Pinyan Aben on the baby. I have five Sloim. So should I give the five slime for Pinyan Aben for my son, or should I give it for myself? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Kasha. All he has to his name is five slime. He's not mechuyev to give the whole five slime. He's not mechuyev to give Pinyan Aben. He's not mechuyev to give more than 1/5 of his total savings. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha. Then they have other Kashas. They have other Kashas. But that's what it says in the Ramah. With respect to Allah, let's say if a person will keep kosher, or under the communists, there were couples who wanted to observe Taras HaMishpacha, and there was no mikveh in their city. So I know we used to have a neighbor on Bennett Avenue who was from Russia. So he would spend, I think, 2 weeks' salary would be that his wife should be able to go by plane to a different city to go to mikveh and then come back home. Every month, he would spend 2 weeks' salary to observe Taras HaMishpacha. Yeah, so when it comes to Allah, he says, say, not to violate the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, not to violate the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus, you have to give away Kol Hayn Beisai, you have to give away your last penny, in order not to violate an Aveira, up until the point of becoming a Safik Sakana. You're not mechuyev to put your life to Sakana, a Safik Sakana, in order to avoid violation of an Aveira. But with respect to Mrs. Haseh, you're not mechuyev to spend Kol Hayn Beisai, you're only mechuyev to observe the Dinim, till the point, to the extent of not mechuyev to spend more than 1/5 of his total savings. So that's one difference between an essay and a lois essay. So the shayla says, "Halav haba mechalal asay." Halav haba mechalal asay is an asay. The original Gemara, the last line on the Omid, Mem Aleph Beis. Halav haba mechalal asay means that you're not loike. And the context of the Gemara means that you're only loike on a lav. You're not loike on an essay because it has to. You only give malchus based on the smuchim. In Mishnah Torah, if he violates something, that's dumi the lab dachasim. So lab dachasim says, loy sachsim shabbadishim. Shama pen bial is similar to loy. But on an iser asay, there's no malchus. So that's a shalom. When the Gemara says, lab babam machalal asay, means that it's taka only an asay. Or maybe it means that it is a lab, but it's not dumi the lab dachasim. Like a lab anita klesi is a lab. But you're not like a lab shenita and the tashlumen. There are other lavim with other reasons why you're not loike. There may be lav haba machlal aseh because it's not similar to losachs mishabedisha, the way it appears in the chumash, the way it's written. It has to be written in the chumash. Also, you're not loike. And even if it is written, but it's not written b'losh and hisham ben b'yal or loi, then you're not loike. So that's the shaila. When the Gemara says lav haba machlal aseh, it means that it's mamish and aseh. And you don't have to spend more than chemish. No, it's a lav. You have to spend up until you have to spend kol haim beis up until the point of safik sakana. It's just lav haba machlal aseh. Aseh means when you get to malchus, we say there's no malchus. So that's the Minchas Chinuch quote such an idea from the Shita Mekubetz and Sanksubis. Because there's another difference between an aseh and a lois aseh. We have a klal aseh deicha lois aseh. What about aseh deicha aseh? So the Gemara has on the very last daf in Chulin, the last Omad Aleph. Chulin ends on an Omad Beis, but in the last daf on Omad Aleph, the Gemara says, "Ein esse deicha esse." The Gemara says the logic wise, because me, my only high esse, my high esse. This is an esse, this is an esse. So why should you say this is stronger? My only Aleph means stronger. Why is this esse stronger than the other esse? So the klal ein esse deicha esse. So the Minchas Chinuch, every 50 pages, he quotes again. Yeshita Mekubetz says in Ksubas that Ein Esei Deche Esei means if the Esei HaNitche is a Kiyum Esei, but if the Esei HaNitche is an Iser Esei, so if Esei is Deche Lois Esei, he says Esei is certainly Deche an Iser Esei. Allah Baba Mechalala says what we call today Iser Esei. The days of the Gemara had such a long Allah Baba Mechalala says. So we try to be more precise and more we speak Bikitza, so we call it an Iser Asay. Like Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar, Eidus L'Bir HaDavar, Abchaim coined these expressions. Beis Alevi has a tshuva where he talks about Eidus l'kiyum adam, Eidus l'bira adamer. So he doesn't have those expressions. Those were coined by his son, by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So when he talks about Eidus l'bira adamer, he has to spend two lines to describe it. Eidus l'kiyum adamer also takes him two lines. And we say it v'kitzer. We say v'kitzer. So this also, the Gemara calls a lava b'machlal, and so you call it an iser asay. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes in Shita Mekubetzes. Every 50, 60 pages or so, Minchas Chinuch quotes that the Shita Mekubetzes again. That Allah Haba Machlal Esei is really Alois Esei. And since Esei Dech Alois Esei, Kalvachemet that Esei is Dech Allah Haba Machlal Esei. But the Gemara says, Ein Esei Dech Esei, Midachinan, Mayo Mehai Esei. Mehai Esei means Kiyom Esei is not Dech Kiyom Esei. Because Mayo Mehai, but Kiyom Esei is Dech Anisa Rasei. So that's the Shaila. Maybe the statement, Lav Abo Mechlal Asei, is only relevant when you get to Malkus. Maybe it's not, just like the Shita Mekubetzes said, that it's not relevant when you get to the Din of Ein Esei Decha Esei. And Esei is Decha, Lav Abo Mechlal Asei. Maybe who are Dinami, Lav Abo Mechlal Asei, you have to give Kol Haim Beisai. Maybe they don't treat it like an asay. Maybe it's really a loisa asay. But b'negiyah to Malkus, it's not dumi d'alav d'chasima. So that's a discussion in Achrayim. When you look there in Kuf Nun Zayin, same with Kuf Nun Zayin, when the Ramah quotes that difference between an asay and a loisa asay, that an loisa asay, you have to give away kol haim beis in order not to violate it, but an asay, amavazim zalivazi yasim mechomish nam b'chiv to spend more than one-fifth of a total savings. So that's why the Achrayim raised that issue on the Daf, Rabbi Kedega, and the Pischei Tshuva, and Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. That's a question. And there's strong reason to say that the Lav Abo Mechlal Asei is not an Asei, it's really a Lois Asei. But yet the Malkus are treated like an Asei, because not Dumi the Lav Nachasima, the way it's written in Chumash, that's why. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's an Asei. Yeah. And this Tana Rav Yehuda, who holds, according to Rashi, it sounds like he holds every lav haba mechlal asei is a lav. Tosis tones it down a little bit. Only a lav haba mechlal asei, where it says the word lemar. Rashi, it sounds like he holds every Rav Yehuda, the Tana on the top line holds every lav haba mechlal asei is loike. We don't paskin like him. That's his opinion. We don't paskin like him. Then the Mishnah speaks about Meitash Mishu Shal Anachtom, when Anachtom is making the hand the matzahs. So he's kneading the dough with his hands, and dough is going to get stuck on his hand. So some of the dough is going to remain on his hands long enough, it's going to turn into chametz. He doesn't want that to happen. So he has a bowl, he has a big pan that's full of water, and he keeps on dipping his hands in cold water to shake off all of the extra dough that it shouldn't sit there too long on his hand, shouldn't turn into chametz. So then he has to spill out all of that water. Meitash Mishu Shal Anachtom, you have to throw out because it's going to be machmetz. How does it say in the Mishnah? Yishavchu. It should be spilled out. You should pour it down the drain. And she ain't machmitzim, because it may turn into chametz. So the Gemara has a steer between two brises, about 13 lines from the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Tanichod, in one brice it says, Shavchim Malka Madron. You have to spill out the water from this pan with the cold water where he dips his hands. You have to pour it in a Malka Madron where the earth is slanty and it's going to roll down, it's going to disappear. Ein Shavchim Malka Moh Eshbarin. Eshbarin means a crack in the ground. Usually the word Eshbarin appears in Hilchas Mikvois. And if you have a mikveh that Zochlim, that's a psulder, I say. A mikveh has to be Eshbarin. Eshbar means a shever, a crack in the ground, and the water is stagnant. That's what the word mikveh means. Mikveh means kovah v'kavim, the water is stagnant. And here it's an eshbarin as opposed to a madron, same thing. So you shouldn't pour the mei shofchim in a mokam eshbarin, because it's going to sit there, and it's going to the dough is going to turn into chametz. Tan yidach. The other price contradicts the first price of shofchim mokam eshbarin. It is permissible to pour the water into a shever, into a crack of the ground. So it's a steer between the two brises. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, there's no contradiction. Talking about the two brises, talking about two different cases. Hodin ifishi, the kovu, there's an awful lot of water in this pan. So it's going to pile up over here. It's going to be covered with chametz, then it's going to turn into chametz. So the lo nefishi, but if there isn't so much water in the pan, so the lo kavu, so it's not going to be stagnant. It's going to seep into the ground. All the water is going to disappear. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Isha l'tola shalom maim shalonu. What does maim shalonu mean? So their people, what the Gemara tells this story, Dosha Rav Mazda b'Papunya. Rav Mazda said this shir in public in the city of Papunya. And the Balabatim, Rashi says, interesting, the shir was always given in Loshna HaKodesh. Instead of giving the shir in Yiddish or in English, he gave the shir in Loshna HaKodesh. So the people thought that he said, maim shalonu. Our water, you have to come to my house and take water. So the next morning, they all wanted to prepare their matzah, so they all came to get some water. They bought their barrels, also legabei. Ramalei, have lona maya, give us water. He said, you need maim shalonu? So they said, no, I didn't mean maim shalonu, the water that belongs to me. My water is not different from your water. He meant maim shalonu, they were lon. The maya debisu, amri. Water that was drawn. You can't draw the water in the daytime. So Rashi gives the whole explanation that in the springtime the water may be warm, and the next Gemara says, you shouldn't knead the dough in the sun. You shouldn't knead the dough with water that was heated up because it was sitting in the sun. The sun is shining in the springtime. So the water in the lakes or the water in the rivers is going to be warm water. Warm water is going to be mila hachmet, so you won't have the shear mill. The Gemara said later, less than a shear mill, it's not going to turn into chametz. But if it's warm water, then it may turn into chametz in less than a shear mill. Where was that Gemara with the shear mill? He had it already. Here it was. Amen vavim and aleph. After the two mishnahs here, in between the first mishnah and the second. The Gemara said the shear mill. So, but if it's warm water, or you're kneading the dough in the sun, then it may be Mimayla Hachmet. So the same over here, all the water in the springtime may be warm water if you take it in the daytime. So you have to take it before the night, and you keep it in your house, so the sun will not hit it, so it won't be warm. It'll be room temperature. It'll be normal. Yeah. That's a shot of now. You can get cold water. Why can't you just take cold water from the refrigerator? What do you still need maim shalonu for? That's an issue. But in all the matzah companies, they always take maim shalonu. The question today, there shouldn't be any need for maim shalonu. Just turn on the cold faucet. It'll be very cold. But that's the common practice. They all use maim shalonu. I think what many of the matzah companies do is they have a maim shalonu, and then they pour, let's say you have 100 gallons, and then they pour in 90 gallons of maim shalalonu, cold water, maim shalalonu. So it's bottled beroyd. Usually there's a din aim about the nisa lechatchila. That's if you're dealing with treifas. But here you're not dealing with treifas. If it's not maim shalalonu, we're afraid that it's going to be warm. But here they assume that there's no isa aim about the nisa lechatchila. Because they make tons of matzah, so they can't have maim shalalonu for everything. They have a roiv of maim shalalonu and a miyut of maim shalalonu, and they mix it together. That's the common practice. Because Mi'ikra Din, the whole Din really shouldn't apply this manasseh. Anyway, this is the famous story. Dosha Rav Mazda and the Papunya and the Balabatim didn't understand. They understood Hebrew, but they thought that it meant Maim Shalonu, the water has to belong to me. Yeah. So the Shaila was, what if a woman will bake matzahs in the sun, or shall bake, shall use maim shalalonu. Whenever the Gemara has a din lechatchila, you shouldn't do something by Pesach. Is it only lechatchila? Or does it even mean that b'di'evet it's all good? It's also good b'di'evet. So the Gemara says, here in the last narrow line, Iboilahu, over v'losh amal. What if the woman was losh? The maim shalalonu. Or the woman was losh. She did need with chamei chama, water that was heated up in the sun. It's not burning hot, but so lechatchila she shouldn't have done it. Is it din that even b'di'evet it's no good or not? So the Gemara says, mazut chama mutter, b'di'evet it's mutter. Rashi Amara says, not allowed. Or mazut chamano amin Allah. How does mazut chano to be mekel? Because he had a brisa already earlier in losses in Masorim be Pesach, you're not allowed to bleach the kernels of grain before you grind it from losses. If Nizbakl is Asurim, so it's a simon that it's on its way to turn chametz. However, learn Nizbakl Matorim. So you see that even though Lahatchila you did wrong, you weren't supposed to do the seas, you're not supposed to bleach the kernels of grain, but with the Evid, it's mutter. Ravashi says, why you put everything all together? Everything is Bechada Machta Machtinu. Everything is all the same. What is the word Chada Machta? What is the word Machta? Bechada Mechisa. So Rashi says, Ariga. You're weaving a tapestry here. You take all the dinim that the rabbis say that you shouldn't do on Pesach, and you put everything in the same tapestry. Some dinim, if it says b'diyevet, it's mutter, is mutter. Hechadit meyit, hechadaleit malait. It doesn't say. So it could be over here. If you're going to use ma'im shalalanu, could be that there's a penalty with the rabbanon. Could be that there's a penalty with the rabbanon because he violated the din of the chachamim. So it could be that we aser it. That's the Gemara. Okay. The next Mishnah lists off seven different kinds. The Gemara tells us the next Mishnah lists off seven different kinds of chametz that you're not allowed to eat on Pesach. Let's see, are there really seven? Seven different things. The Gemara gives you the breakdown of the seven different things on Omer base. Where does the Gemara have it? Tani Rav Chiya, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines. 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Tana Rav Chiya. Arba mini medina, v'shlosha mini umnes. The first four, everybody uses. You find in everyone's home. And the last three are mini umnes. Only certain professionals will use that. So what are the last three? Let's see, what are the first four? Kutcha Babli is a dip that people dip in vegetables or whatever they eat, they dip. Shech Amadi is a beer, Chaim is a dam, is a sema mitzvah. These are drinks that you find in everybody's home. But Zoma Shol Tzaboim, only the painters are going to use. Amenu Shol Tabochim, only the chefs are going to use. Kolon Shol Sofrim, some kind of glue that the Sofrim use to glue parchments together, to glue papers together. So the last three are minei the umnim, certain professionals use that. And the first four are things that you find around the house. So what's included in the Mishnah? So the Gemara points out, the Mishnah says a whole list of things. Hari Eila be'asara, ve'en behem kores. You're not allowed to eat them on Pesach, but you're not chayv kores. Why are you not chayv kores? So the Gemara says on the next daf, on them gimel amid aleph, that the seven types of chametz that the Mishnah lists off, some of them are chametz nukshe, and some of them are chametz dagen gomel yidei taruvis. If you have, let's say, have a bowl of soup and you have soup nuts in it, that's not called a taruvis. Taruvis means you have a roiv het and niyot diser, and the iser is eina nikar. If you have soup nuts or you have matzah balls, so that's not a taruvis, it's nikar. You have to have roiv het and niyot diser, and it's nisarv in such a way that the iser is not nikar. That's called taruvis chametz. So usually we have a din, whenever you have, let's say, you can't just go to the store and buy any candy without a hashgacha, buy cookies without a hashgacha all year long. Maybe it has a trefa ingredient in it. But even if it has a trefa ingredient in it, it's going to be way less than 50%. So it's only going to be taruba. So why don't you say that every yisur is bottled bereif? There's a pasuk, acharam lahatas, and acharam lahatas teaches us many different things. It teaches us, we said, it teaches us three different halachas. It teaches us the din that roiv is mevah. If you're not sure what the din is, you have a bezna of three for dinim amenis, you have a bezna of 23 for dinim nefoshes, and there's a split vote. It's 2-1, or it's 13-10. 13 say he's chay mis, and 10 say that he's potter from mis. So the Torah says, achram lahatas, you follow the roiv. So So the first din is you go basa roiv, that's mevara the din, or if the roiv is mevara the facts of the case. If you're not sure what the facts are, so the din is you go basa roiv to be mevara the facts of the case. So that's the first din, it's yisach ram lahat. The second din is when you shech the behemah, you have to shech the kona and the veshet. The kona is the windpipe, the veshet is the food pipe. So the din is rubu shalechot kambo. If you shech the roiv of the kona, the roiv of the veshet, it's good. That's a Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak in the Chulin. Shech the Ruba Kukula. Din of Ruba Kukula we employ on Pesach night by the Seder. The Gemara has in the last parak. If you drink Rav Kais, really more correct is that the Magad Aram says L'chatchil is supposed to drink Kala Kais. Magad Aram quotes a Bach like that. L'chatchil should drink Kala Kais. And B'di'evet, when it comes to Kima Mitzvah, sometimes there's a L'chatchil and a B'di'evet. So b'di'evet, if you drink Rav, so you say Ruba Kukula. The Gemara said the same by Shechita. L'chatchila you should shecht kol ha-simen, kol ha-kana, kol ha-veshet. And b'di'evet, if you shecht the Rav ha-kana, the Rav ha-veshet, it's also good. So in that Gemara, that's the first daf in the second perek in Chulin. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether that l'chatchila is a l'chatchila deraisa, a l'chatchila mid-rabbanim. So there's room to say it's even a l'chatchila derais. By abikosis, you can't say it's a l'chatchila derais. The whole abikosis is only by the rabbanon. But by shchita, there's a machlokes. Is it l'chatchila derais, or is it l'chatchila mid the rabbanon? What's the issue? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. You won't find the Rashi and Tosfos on the first daf in the second parak. It's at the end of the first parak. It's earlier because the Gemara in the first parak quoted that Mishnah. So earlier in the first parak, before the first daf in the second parak, so the Lev Aryeh on the first daf in the second parak quotes this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos from earlier from the first parak, whether that's a lechatchila deraisa or not. We said many times the Tosfos in the end of Nida has a klal. It doesn't make sense to have a lechatchila deraisa by Yisra the Heter. If it's muta b'di'evet, it's muta lechatchila. What's a hida mitzvah? There is no hida mitzvah in a lois esseh. And a mitzvah saseh, it's shaykh to say. L'chatchila, Tosfos gives the example, let's say chalitza. So l'chatchila, chalitza is a mitzvah. So l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shalei Musa, you need chalitza's hasandal. The Yavama has to take off the shoe from the right foot of the Yavam, and she has to do rikika, spit on the floor in front of him. The Yarka bifanav, she doesn't spit in his face, she spits on the floor in front of him, and she reads the psukim, the kriyas ha-psukim. He says, she says, they say back and forth. And b'di'evet, we paskan that the kriyas ha-psukim is not mi'akev, and the rikika is not mi'akev. The only thing that's mi'akev is the chalitza sasandal. So it's not mi'akev, so why do you need it l'chatchila? So Tosfos explains there in the end of Nida, because chalitza is a mitzvah, not just a matir. Chalitza is a mitzvah, so there's a concept of a mitzvah b'shleimus, and a mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. Like if you bring a korban chatos, so l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimus is to do zrikas, al dalat karnas hamizbeach. And b'di'evet, we paskan like the Beis Hillel, that if you only did one zrika and one karen is good enough, the korban is kosher b'di'evet. So why do you need l'chatchila? Should be a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. But Tosfos says, when you get to an Iser, it does make sense to say, let's say, a klisha ain't a ben yomo. So in the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to cook and a klisha ain't a ben yomo, gzera to ben yomo. But that's only by the Rabbanon. Then at Torah, if the klisha ain't a ben yomo is based on tam levgam, then it's not going to ask a b'di'evet. So it's mutar l'chatchila to cook kosher food in a tray for pot. That's a klisha ain't a ben yomo. It does make sense to say it's also l'chatchila min haTorah. In Isa v'heta, there is no idea min haTorah of l'chatchila b'di'evet. This is in Gittin writes, whenever there's a din l'chatchila, the getcha to be written like that, b'di'evet it's good like this, so that giveaway that's only mid the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa and the get is not a mitzvah, get is only a matir. So in the area of Isa v'heter, there is no such thing as a l'chatchila deraisa. But the Rabbanon you could have. On the level of the Raisa, it's only shach to talk about l'chatchila b'di'evet when you're dealing with a mitzvah. So that pasuk Acharam Lahatus in Parshas Mishpatim teaches us three dinim. First of all, teaches you the roiv is mevarer. You have a right to assume that the 13, there's a split vote, 13-10, in the din in the Fashas case, or 2-1 in the din in Mamanus case. So you go basarai. Roiv is mevarer. What the din is by a split vote of Rabbanim, and roiv is mevarer. Let's say you don't know whether the woman is really an Eshes Ish or not. Someone married a little girl. She was very young. Her father married her rough. She may turn out to be an islandess. If she's an islandess, so the first Mishnah Yivam assumes that it's a Kiddush Toys. So if the girl is 3 years old, someone is Mizana with her, so the man is chayiv misa. So why is he chayiv misa? She may turn out to be an islandess, and come out that it's a kiddush tois. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin asked that question. The Gemara says, no, you go basa roiva. Roiva women are not going to turn out to be islandess. So roiva is mevara, the dinim, and roiva is mevara, the facts of the case. That's one din acharam lahatas. Then another din acharam lahatas, that you say ruba kukuloi. When you're drinking arba kaisis, that's midirabanan. Or when you're shechting a behema, you say ruba kukula, roiva of the kana, roiva of the veshin. But when you have a mechitza around the location, so if you have oimed meruba ala paritz, there's more wall than standing than is missing. So you say ruba kukula is considered as if the whole mechitza is there. And the third din in acharam lahatas is that there's a din of bitl beroiv. Whenever there's a tarubis, when do you say, what's the definition of tarubis? You have roiv hat and miyot isir. And the isir is ena nika. If you have soup nuts, little tiny soup nuts, and you have chicken soup and soup nuts, so the soup nuts are treif or chametz or whatever, that's not called a tarubis. That's nikar ha'isar. It's only called a tarubis if it's not nikar. So usually when there's a tarubis, you say bitl b'raif, unless it's a mimishayda minoy. If it's a tarubis, and even though it's less than 50%, but it affects a change in the flavor. When you eat the whole tarubis, you can taste that it has this isar ingredient in it. So that's why you can't stop, go to the store and then buy any cookies or buy any candies, even though they don't have a hershey. Based on the assumption that whatever isa there is going to be a niwut, yeah, it's going to be less than 50%, but if it's nice and tam, so then there's a din of tam ki. So the Gemara is going to have a whole machlokes hatanoim, where the tam ki ikar is a din daraisa, a din darabonim, and it's the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, machlokes Rashi and Tos. Rashi baskins a tam ki ikar lav daraisa. A chiddush. And Shulchan Aruch, we pass on like this. It's a tam ki ikar is a din deraisa. So that's going to be a problem over here. The Rashi and the Balamor and all the Rishonim Reis, the Gemara somehow is ignoring the whole din of tam ki ikar. The Gemara is saying there's a machlokes hatanoim. And then Gimel Aman Aleph. The Gemara said there's a machlokes hatanoim where the chametz dogen gomer al yidei tarubis. If you have tarubis chametz, is that an Issa deraisa or is that an Issa derabbanan to eat it on Pesach? If it's nice and tam, so it's going to be tam kikah, so it's going to be an Issa deraisa. So how come all the Tanaim are ignoring the tam kikah? So Rashi says, from this Gemara you see, so Rashi writes at the end of the whole sugya, Mem Hei Amad Aleph, there's a long Rashi. So Rashi says, a very long Rashi. The Rashi says that tam kikah is only derabbanan and kol ha'tarukulam. So that's why everybody's ignoring it over here. Balamor has a different suggestion. He says, Tam ki ikar is deraisa, if you have a tarubis of isa v'heter, and when you eat the tarubis, you can taste the flavor of the isa that was blended in. In the kashrus industry, they have to a company wants a hashgacha, so a lot of times they use five flavors, and every flavor is a blend of five flavors, and each one of the 25 flavors is processed in a different continent, a different place in the world. So the kashrus organizations have to check up the 25 different factories to find out if you're giving a hashgacha. You can't say, well, it's bottle derived. The customers think that when you give a hashgacha means that there are no treif ingredients, not that we give hashgacha that there are a lot of treif ingredients, but everything is bottled b'shisha. That the customers don't think that's what the hashgacha is all about. So that's geneva. It's a good hashgacha, but that's geneva. You're stealing. You're getting paid to give hashgacha, and you're fooling the public into believing that there are no non-kosher ingredients, and it's full of treif ingredients, but you're saying that everything is bottled b'shisha. That's not right. So the so the Balamor has a chiddush. Balmar doesn't agree with Rashi. Rashi says, from this sugya, the Gemara is ignoring the whole topic of tam kika here. Rashi says, because tam kika lav derais. This sugya holds like the shita, and Rashi says, that's the way he passed on like that. Tam kika is lav derais. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, no, tam kika is deraisa. So how come the Gemara ignores the whole topic of tam kika? So the Balmar says, tam kika derais is only, let's say, if you taste the cookie and there's an unkosher ingredient, and I can taste that, let's say they put in some chazer schmaltz, and it tastes like chazer schmaltz. But when they mix it in with the chocolate and with everything else, it's not going to taste like chazer schmaltz. They have 25 different flavors all blended in together. it doesn't taste like it originally tasted. So the Rabbalam holds that that's only Tam Kiika the Rabbanim. And that's why the Gemara is ignoring the whole topic of Tam Kiika, because we're talking about all these Tarubas Chametz, all the seven. Some of the things in the Mishnah are Chametz Nukshen, some of them are Tarubas Chametz. So all the things in the Mishnah that are Tarubas Chametz, you can't really taste the flavor of the Yisr. It blended in with the other flavors to cause a Tam Shlishi. It doesn't taste like this, it doesn't taste like that. All the flavors blended together has a different flavor. We don't accept that Balamo. We paskan that that's Tam Kika Deraisin, Yeridea. If you can taste the effect of the fact that it has a trefa ingredient, that's what shifted the whole flavor of the whole candy bar or the whole cookie. It tastes different. It doesn't taste like Chazishmalz, but it doesn't taste like it tasted before I put in that ingredient. So that's also called Tam Kiika Deraisin. And there are other answers. The Rambam quotes this din. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes this din. He said there's one, Rambam lists off the 365 mitzvahs loisaseh. So he said there's one loisaseh not to eat chametz, and if you eat chametz, you eat bread, you chayv kares. And if you eat a bishogig, then you chayv chatas. And then there's another law says, and not to eat tarubas chametz, harele be'asara ve'ebahem shum koris. There's no koris. So the Ramban asks. The Ramban has running comments on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, l'harama. So the Ramban asks. The Rambam doesn't explain what he's talking about. If the chametz succeeds in giving the sinas tam, so there should be tarubas chametz, there should be an isa koris also. Let's say you have chele bedam. Mixes in with something else, and the chelav adam is less than 50%, but it has an effect on the flavor. It affects a change in the flavor. So that's tam kiika deraisa. So the Ramban says there should be koris. And if you have a tarubis and it doesn't affect the change in the tam, so then it should be mutter. So why does the Rambam say that it's also harele be'asar be'mem shum koris? Why? Manam shach, if it's nice and tam. If it's nice and tam, then it should be tam kiika de Rambam paskens tam kiika de raisin. So the Ramban asked, if the Rambam holds tam kiika de raisin, there should be koris. Why does it say there's no koris? And if it didn't affect the change in the nesinas tam, so it should be mutter. So why is it an isa de raisin? He doesn't understand the Rambam. So the Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agron, Hilchas Pesach, comes up with a whopper of an interpretation in the Rambam. He says the Rambam holds that this is the mucker for tam kiika de raisin. The Rambam is talking about a tarubis where it is nice and tam, and he holds that whenever you have tam kiker, there's no koris. Ramban assumed the davar pashut, whenever you have, let's say, tam kiker of chelav adam, and the chelav adam blends in, and you can discern the taste. So the Ramban assumes tam kiker deraisa means that the isur is not bottle. The isur is not bottle, so there remains koris. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, the Rambam holds tam kiker is deraisa, but it doesn't mean that the isur is not bottle. Despite the fact that the isur is bottle, and therefore there's no isur chametz, there's a new isur tarubis chametz, and tarubis chametz, there's no koris. There is such an opinion. Tosfos has such an opinion. And Chulin and Avodah Zarah, Tosfos has said, there's one opinion that tam kiker is a din deraisa, but it's only an isur asay. It's not an isur lav at all. So that the Rambam says, not so. There is an isa lav. If you eat tarubis iser and it's nice and tam, there will be malchus. But the Vilna Gaon learns pshat in the Rambam that this pasuk of tarubis chametz is the mocker for kol tarakuda. The tam kiker is their isa, and there's no chorus on any tam kiker. Even if you have a tam kiker of chelav adam. Most assume not so. Most assume that's a very mechudish dik of Vilna Gaon. That the Rambam holds that this is the mocker for tam kiika deraisa, and it's a new iser. It's not that the iser is not bottle, and therefore there will be koris, like the Ramban assumes. Ramban assumes that whenever you say tam kiika, the iser is not bottle. Iker is not bottle, so there's going to be koris. The Bir Agro thinks that according to the Rambam, the iser is bottle, and it's a new iser. Similar to that opinion in Tosfos that tam kiika is deraisa. The Gemara has different opinions of tam kiika deraisa. What's the mocker? The one marker is from Giulei Klei Midyan. It says in the Chumash, in the end of Chumash Ban Midbar, that the Jewish people waged war against the Midyanim. And the Jews won the war. And they captured women. They killed all the men, but they're not allowed to kill the civilians. So the women were not drafted in the army. Women were never drafted in the army. Women are never supposed to be drafted in the army. That's the first daf in Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Loshin Noshim Alabinos Mevid Melchomeninos. Women are not supposed to serve in the army. So that's why you're not allowed to kill Hatafa Noshim. They didn't draft little children in the army before the age of 20. The Jews didn't draft in the army young children, and the Goyim didn't draft. So Hatafa Anoshim, they didn't kill because those are civilians. When you wage war, you're only supposed to kill the soldiers of the enemy, not supposed to kill the civilians. So the Torah says, what do you do with the Noshim? What do you do with the Ketanim? Okay? And then it says, what do you do with it? When they won the war against Midian, they confiscated all the pots and the pans from the Trefa kitchen. But the Goyim were using the pots and pans to cook real Trefa chazer on it. So the Torah says, you need Liban, you need Hagolah. You need Liban, you need Hagolah. So why do you have to have Liban and Hagolah? Whatever you're going to cook, I'm going to cook kosher food in the pot now. But there's going to be a roif of kosher food. Even the treifa bli in the pot is going to come into the kosher food when I cook it. It's going to be way less than 50%. How much bli could there be in the walls of the pot? You wash out the pot. You're going to cook kosher vegetable soup or kosher chicken soup or something. So how treif can it be already? It's going to be less than 50%. Absolutely, vada is going to be less than 50%. So why don't you say it's bot baroy? So the answer is, that's the mokka for tam ki iker. One tana learns the mokka for tam ki iker is giuli klei midyon. So Tesis has one opinion. Giuli klei midyon is an essay. So it's only a lav abo mechlal assay. It's an isa assay. It's not an isa lav. So if you buy the tray for cookies in the store that have taka chazashmaltz in them, And the cookies taste better. They taste delicious because of the chazer schmaltz. So there won't be malchus. That's one opinion of taste. There won't be malchus. Because the iser, chazer schmaltz is really bottle. And it's a new iser. The new iser is only an iser aseh. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the Rambam agrees with that a little bit. He holds that tarubis, tam ki iker, is a din deraisa, and there is malchus. But it's not that the iser was not bottle. The iser is, the original iser is bottle. It's a new iser of tarubis chametz. If from Taruvah Chametz, you learn to call a Tarakula the din of Tam Ki Iker, and by Taruvah Chametz, there's no Koris. So if you have Taruvahs of Chelev Adam also, there won't be Koris, not like the Rambam thought. And others assume that the Rambam would not, that's not, others disagree, but most assume not like that Bir Agrom. Others assume not so. You know, a lot of times when you look at the Rambam, the Rambam a lot of times writes things that seem to be against the Gemara. So the Rav is always masik on the Rambam. What's he talking about? That's against the Gemara. So then I said, Kalim have a difficulty. How to explain the Rambam? So a lot of times the Lechem Mishneh will stand on his head. He has a kasha. The Rambam is bothered with Tosis kasha this, and Gemara here, Gemara there. The Lechem Mishneh always works hard to far and for the Rambam. And he gives us sometimes difficult to kimta. So there's a sefer, Merkevas on Mishnah, several volumes, Merkevas on Mishnah. It's a fantastic sefer. It's a lot of it is very boring, but it's on the Rambam, and he'll always give the most pashut pshat in the Rambam. The words all fit in. A lot of times, the Lechem Mishnah gives a whole fancy pshat, and the Merkevas on Mishnah says, no, the Rambam didn't say that, and he didn't mean that, and everything is very flat, very bland. So usually in these yeshivas we like something with a spunky pshat, but every so often the Merkevas HaMishnah has to be right. So Rav Soloveitchik a few times mentioned that his grandfather Rav Chaim liked this Merkevas HaMishnah, that Merkevas HaMishnah a few times. So here there's a Merkevas HaMishnah on this Rambam. He says the Rambam when he quotes this din, so if you have a taruvus chametz, it's an isa deraisa. But there's no koris if you eat it. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah says, yes, how can it be? If it's nice and tam, so tam ki iker is deraisa, so there should be koris also. Saying nice and tam, so it should be mutter. So what kind of an iser is this? Taruv is chometz, and there's no koris. Why? So the Merkevas HaMishnah says, if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, he's not talking about a taruvus amim b'shein aminoi. He's talking about a taruvus amim b'minoi. Nimbimina, so you can't say Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker doesn't apply. Huh? Everything has the same flavor. So really, it should have been bottled Beroiv, based on the Pasuk Acharam Lahatus. So that's what the Pasuk tells us. We know that Midirabonim, there's a din, the Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashehu. Only comes B'Pesach here. That was the top line on Laman Amar Aleph. Omar Rava Hilchasa, Chametz Bizanai, Chametz B'Pesach. They mean Ben Shalom, mean as Asa B'Mashehu. It's a Chumra Midirabana. Chametz B'Mashehu is a Chumra Midirabana. Usually you say, call the Tikkun Rabbana, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Is there any Kein Deraisa over here? What is this pattern after? The Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashehu. So the Makevis HaMishnah has this fantastic pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam understood over here that Tarubis Chametz is not talking of Tarubis Min Mishen Amino and it's nice and tam. If it's nice and tam, the Rambam would agree with the Ramban that there would be Korach. Not like the Vilna Gaon said, that the Rambam holds this is the Mokker for Tam Ki Iker and every Tam Ki Iker there's no Korach. No. The Rambam agrees with the Ramban that whenever you have Min Mishen Amino, Tam Ki Iker, it's Hadrili Surikama, using Tosis Loshen. It means that the Yisra was never in his battle. The Yisra is still here. And there would be Kuris, but here, the Rambam is talking about a Tarubis or Min B'Minai. So whereas in Kol HaTarukula, whenever you have a Tarubis Min B'Minai, Bokr B'Roi, 51% Heter, 49% Yisra. So that's called Bitl B'Roi. It would be Bapa Baraka. Here the Rambam says, by a Tarubis of Min B'mina, if you have Kazayis Terchet Echilas Pras, then it's not Bapa. So that's, in a certain sense, that's a Din Mashehu. So that's on the level of Daraisa, so that's a Mashehu. It's not Mashehu, Mashehu. Mashehu means Echad, Echad Ne'elef. Echad Ne'elef is not Bapa. This is, but it's also a certain form of Mashehu, called the Tikkun Rabbanu Ke'en Daraisa Tikkun. Rava's din on the top line on Daf Dalet, the Chametz B'Pesach, Chametz B'Zmanoi, Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashehu, is patterned after a din deraisa. There is a din deraisa that a Tarubis or Chametz, Min B'Minoi, Min B'Minoi, so it's not shach to talk about Nusinus Tam. It's not Nusin, it's only Nusin Tam when it's a Tarubis or Min B'Shein Aminoi. If it's a Tarubis or Min B'Minoi, and the Iser is less than 50%, there should really should be Mutta. It should be mutter, it should be bottled beroy. So that's the pasuk that says, no, Tarubis Chametz is Zasar, calls man that you have kazayis, terchet echilas pras. So in Kol HaTarkula would have been mutter. It's only a din on Pesach. So that's in a certain sense, that's a mashu. So the din der Rabbanon, the Chametz b'Pesach, the mashu, is patterned after the din der Raisa of Tarubis Chametz. This is all the problem of this sugya, just to review the problem again. When you learn Perek Elo Avram, so the first Dav Gemara until Harelu Be'Azhara, till around the 15-20 lines from the top, and then Gemal Amaral, then it says Harelu Be'Azhara. So the whole Gemara is talking about describing what are the seven Macholim in the Mishnah. Gemara says Reb Chiya has a price. He says that there are seven Macholim. The first four are found in every home, and the last three are found in certain businesses. The tzabo is the painter, and the tabochim are the chefs, and the sofrim are the scribes, and this is glue or stuff that they use for their business, and some of these things are tarubis chametz, and some of them are chametz nukshah. So that's where the Gemara starts. Whose opinion is it? The Harele Basar, that there's an Issa Lab Deraisa both on chametz nukshah and on tarubis chametz. So the Rambam quotes this Gemara in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that there are two lavim. There's one lav for eating chametz bien. There's one lav for eating tarubis chametz. Eat chametz bien, yechayv koris. So if you ate it b'shoigeg, yechayv chatos. Because that's the rule, koshes that a koris should be also chatos. And then there's an isur of eating tarubis chametz. If you eat tarubis chametz, then there's no koris. So that's what the Ramban asks. When you eat tarubis chametz, there's no koris. That's what it says in the Mishnah. How come not? If it's nice and tam, so there should be koris. Then a nice and tam should be mutter. So how is it that... So Rashi says, you see that the Gemara doesn't believe in Tam Ki Iker Deraisa. One holds Tam Ki Iker Lav Deraisa. Only Chametz B'Pesach, there's a din of Tam Ki Iker. And the Baal HaMor said, no, it's a different kind of Tam Ki Iker. It's a third flavor. It doesn't have the original flavor. So that's Tam Ki Iker Derabbanan. And the Rambam doesn't seem to hold either of these answers. So the Vilna Gaon gave his L'chudush Dike answer, Bi'ur Agro, every once in a while. Bi'ur Agro usually just gives Mar Mekaymus. And once in a long while, he gives his own interpretation in the Gemara, his own interpretation. Here, he gives his own interpretation in the Rambam. He gives his own interpretation that the Rama holds that Tam Kiika Deraisa is derived from this pasuk, and the Rama Taka disagrees with the assumption of the Ramban that whenever you have Tam Kiika Chel Badam, there won't be chorus. It's a new Isalah, but there won't be chorus. And Rav Kevis HaMishnah says that the Ramam never said it. The Ramam is talking about a Taruvah's Amin B'mina, not talking about Taruvah's Min B'shen B'mina. Here the Gemara, the whole first daf, in Elo Oivrim gives you medical recommendations, what's healthy, what's not healthy. The Gemara has here that if you eat whole wheat bread, it's not so healthy. And if you eat clean bread, that they took out the shell, the bran, that's healthy. Rabbi Mordechai Tendler wrote several volumes of things that he heard from his grandfather. So he writes on one occasion, his grandmother, Mrs. Feinstein, decided that she's going to make whole wheat challahs for Shabbos. And when she served it, her husband said, what do you make whole wheat for? It's healthier to have clean. The Gemara says, healthier over here to have clean bread, not to have the bread. So he said she shouldn't make whole wheat bread for Shabbos. But now all the doctors say that it's healthier. Whole wheat bread is healthier. So that's a shaila. What do you do with all these Gemaras? So the pashtus is, we should go in the footsteps of the Tanaim, just like the Tanaim followed the doctors of their generation. The Rambam followed the doctors of his generation. We should follow the doctors of our generation. Every generation, the doctors discover more of what's going on. Medicine is always by, they keep on learning by killing a lot of patients. First they think that this works, like in the COVID. First they thought that's the way to treat it, and then they killed thousands of patients. And now they figured out how to deal with it better. And if people will practice medicine today the same way they practiced medicine 5 years ago, they'll take away their license. Because medicine keeps on advancing. They keep on learning by trial and error what works and what doesn't work. So you can't follow the Gaonim in Gittin. The Koyla will learn in Gittin. So the beginning of Perek Nisha also Kodaikas, at the end of Gittin. Gemara has a few dafim Gemara about medical recommendations. So the Gaonim say, whoever follows the medicine of the Gemara, Doma Barosho. If he dies, it's his own stupid fault. You shouldn't follow the medicine of the Gemara. In every generation, you have to follow the doctors of your generation. The Gemara has a statement that if you have fish that was cooked together with meat, that's a sakana. You may develop tzaras. So the Rambam never quotes that Gemara. So the Chasam Sofer and Achuva, in the beginning of the second Chelek Yeridei, there's a same about things that you're not allowed to do mishum sakana. So Shulchan Aruch quotes this Gemara. You shouldn't eat fish that was cooked together with meat. If the fish was cooked separately and the meat was cooked separately, just that you're eating them together, so the Shach said, that's not a sakon, only if it was cooked together. But the Magen Avraham writes in Kuf Nun Vav, there's a long Magen Avraham, he has miscellaneous dinim, whole discussion of all the dinim that are left out from the Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch Haim is in Kuf Nun Vav. So the Magen Avraham quotes that Gemara about fish cooked with the meat, that he says he's not so sure whether it still applies today. The doctors of his generation, Magen Avraham lived in the 1700s. He says he thinks the doctors don't feel that there's any sakana today. So there on that simen, the beginning of the Sanchel Geridei, I said, Bekuf Tazayin, I think, things he's not allowed to do mishum sakana. And so the Pischei Tshuva quotes when the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer that the Rambam never quoted that Gemara, that if you cook fish with meat, it's a sakana mishum tzaras. Apparently the Rambam was a doctor and he followed the doctors of his generation and they thought that it's no longer a sakana. Maybe it was never a sakana, maybe it was always a mistake. So that's a question, whether that's Shulchan Aruch says it's a sakana, but the Magen Avraham is not so sure whether you have to follow that or not. But the pashtus is, you have to follow the doctors of your generation, just like the Tanaim, just like the Rambam did. Everyone should follow the doctors of your generation because medicine keeps on advancing.
They make sauces sometimes and say, like, oh, you eat fish.
Should you use that on meat, or should you refrain? What are you going to do with the meat? You're going to cook it with the sauce, or are you going to dip it in? If you're just going to dip it, you're not going to cook it, then it's not a problem. If you're going to cook it with it, so then most assume that we're still afraid maybe there is a sakana. that Rabbi Yehuda writes, that even though the Magen Avraham thinks that there's no sakana, but he says maybe the Magen Avraham is wrong. Maybe there is still a sakana. The doctors only know al-piroiv, ruba de ruba, it's not a sakana. Maybe the Chazal heard from their doctors that there is a rare sakana. Not sure. We're not sure. Anyway, so that's the story with all the medicines in the Gemara. We don't follow the medicines in the Gemara. What exactly is chametz nuksha? So there are different kinds of chametz nuksha. So one kind of chametz nuksha was seyar and siduk that we discussed already. That was on the Mishnah Mem Ches on the base. The chimutz is a process that takes a long time. If you mix flour with water and you just let it sit for less than a shear mil, whatever shear mil is, it's fine, shear mil is really 22 and a half minutes. So if it sits for less than a shear mil, there's no chashash chametz. And if it sits for more than, it sits for half an hour, it already turns into chametz. So it's possible that it may begin to turn into chametz. So chimitz is a process, takes a while. So the beginning of the process is called seor, and the end of the process is called siduk. There's going to be cracks on the top. Exactly what is it? When is the beginning of the process? When is the end? So that's a machlekes Amir Rav Yehuda and the Mishnah Mem Ches on the base. So then the Gemara also mentions, Gemara in Menaches mentions, that in addition to that machlekes Amir Rav Yehuda, when is the beginning of the chimitz process? When is the Gemara? There's a dan machlekes on there, Rabbi Yehuda, where they're eating. That's called chametz nuksha, chilus achimutz. If the process began, it's only seir, but it's not yet siduk. If you eat siduk, then you chay kares. If you eat seir, it's an isa. So then there's another machlekes on there, Rabbi Yehuda, that's not explicit in the Mishnah, but the Gemara points it out over here, on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and in Menaches. There's another machlekes on there, Rabbi Yehuda, whether this isa that you're not allowed to eat chametz nuksha is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? So the Gemara says over here, Amem Gimel Amud Aleph, Echla Barboy. The Gemara quotes a brisa: one who eats chametz nuksha, the beginning of the chametz process, will get malchus harboy, malchus d'oraisa. So that's Hasan the Rameir. That's Rameir's opinion. That there's a lav deraisa. If he only violate, if he's eating chumetz nuksha, tchilas achimetz pras is only the rabbanon. So maybe you get makas mardas, but you can't say urchlo be'aboy. Aboy means that it's malchus deraisa. Yeah, how much do you get if you eat if you do something that's awesome at the rabbanon? So there's one opinion the Magen Avraham has in Hilchas Yontif. The first siman is by Yantav Rishon, second siman is by Yantav Sheni, Hilchas Yantav. So it says, one who does a malach on Yantav Rishon gets Malkus. If you do a malach on Shabbos, you chayv Misa. If you do a malach on Yantav, you chayv Malkus. So one who does malach on Yantav Rishon is chayv Malkus, unless it's a Echan Nefesh or Tzorcha Yom Tzatz. But if it's no Echan Nefesh, then you get Malkus. One who does malach on Yantav Sheni, so he gets, there's a discussion whether he gets Malkus Margus. So what exactly is Makas Mardas? And Magen Avraham quotes an opinion there from the Achrayim that it's 1/3. Instead of 39 Malkas, you only give him 13 Malkas. Another opinion is not so. The Makanos Achatetze Napsha, it's worse. If he would have violated the Nisa Deraisa, real Chometz, he would only get Malkas Aboim. But if he violates an Issa de Rabbanan, the Makanos Achatetze Napsha. That was the Rambam writes that when the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi, this is quoted on Lamed Hem, the base. This is quoted the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to eat matzah be'er pesach. Echa matzah be'er pesach kabal arusos. It's only an isa derabbanan. It's not an isa deraisa. That was the Tosis Lamed Hem, the base. So when the Rambam quotes that Yerushalmi, the Rambam quotes that ho'echol matzah be'er pesach makanos amakas mardis achetetze nafsho. So the Ran and Ksubas quotes that Rambam and he says, what a pella, to give Malkus Ashatetze Napsha till a guy drops dead? That's if he does want to do a mitzvah. They tell him you have to shake a lulav, and on principle he does want to shake a lulav. So there it says, Makanoso Ashatetze Napsha, Ashayamarotzani, till he agrees to do the mitzvah. You want to be koi for him to do a mitzvah, or he wants to leave his wife in Aguna. So we beat him up and we say, the Bezdin beats him up and they say, you have to give your wife a get, otherwise we're going to kill you. So they keep on hitting him until he agrees to give the get. And if he dies, so be it. So it's his own stupid fault. Makanon, such a takes a nap. That's if you want to cry for him to give a get, you want to cry for him to do a mitzvah. But if he actually upturned an avera, he did an avera, namely, that he ate the chametz nuksha. If you hold chametz nuksha, is a derabbanan. Or that he ate matzah b'erev Pesach. That's only an isa derabbanan. So why should he beat him up? Why should take a That doesn't make any sense. That's the Rambam. So apparently the Rambam means if the person violates a din derabbanan, then you beat him up until he agrees to observe all the dinim derabbanan. Until he says, from now on I commit myself to observe all the dinim derabbanan, I won't violate that din derabbanan again. Oh, I should take say napsho until he agrees to observe, until he commits himself to observe all the dinim. It doesn't make sense that you beat him up, I should take say napsho. Until he agrees to observe all the mitzvahs derabbanan, commits himself to observe all the mitzvahs derabbanan. And if not, that should take the option. That's the kfiyah to be mekabel. Anyway, so that's one kind of chametz nuksha. One kind of chametz nuksha is seyar, that it takes a long time for the chametz to rise, for the dough to rise. So when it starts to rise, we call it seyar. When it's completely risen, it's called siduk. When it starts to rise, that's chametz nuksha, the tchilas achimutz process, and that's a machlekes or a meir abyud. Whether that's deraisa or derabbanan. And Rambam holds that it's an isa deraisa, malchus haboim, ba'ochlo bi'aboim, ason derabmeir. Gemara says, where's the pasuk? So Gemara is going to say, there is a pasuk, and it's a question, what do you learn from the pasuk? So Rambam understands the pasuk, kol machmetzes lo sechelu, either from the word machmetzes or from the word kol. He learns either from one word or another. It's a whole discussion on the bottom of Mem Gimel and Aleph. How does he learn out the din of Chometz Nuksha? Then there's another kind of Chometz Nuksha. The same kind of Chometz Nuksha is if Rashi Shita by the May Paris. He had on the top Rashi and Laman Hay on the base. But according to Rashi, if you have egg matzah on Pesach, the Gemara says, make Paris a machmitzim, it won't become chametz davin gomer, but it'll the chimut process will be able to begin, but it'll never get completed, and it's even memayer lahachmitz. Rashi quoted the Gemara Lamed Vav and Meralef that the tchilas achimut process may go faster because it's made Paris. So because of that Rashi, that's why the Ashkenazim have such a minute. The Sfarim don't have such a minute, not to eat egg matzah, but the Ashkenazim have a minute. You don't eat egg matzah all at Pesach. But it's only a chumra midas chasidus, so that's why it's in Shulchan Aruch. The cholam is kainim is mutter. If people find it too difficult to eat, the teeth don't, they can't chew. So egg matzah is like eating cake. It's very much softer than matzahs. So cholam is kainim are allowed to. So it's a midas chasidus, a chumra. Yeah, what else is called the chametz nuksha? So it says, the Gemara has a din later, we didn't get to it yet, in the Mems, that by all these Surei Torah, let's say you have a nevela is also b'achila. So the Torah said, what do you do with nevela? L'gerash ha-bashrachet t'nana b'achala o'machala nochi. So you sell it to the goy, machala nochi. So the Gemara says, nevela harui l'ger kruy nevela, nevela sheni roi l'ger ein kruy nevela. The Gemara says, once you have non-kosher food that become nipsal me'achilas adam, so it's mutter to eat it. We paskin, there's a makhlik, is the Rosh and the Ramban, is it even mutam the Rabbanan? So we paskin in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerodeya that if the tray for food is nifsal mi achilas adam, it's mutam achilam and atar, but mid the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat it because we say achshavei. If you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it is real achilas adam, right, that he's eating it. What if he only pops one? He has liver pills. The liver pill is from the Nevela, it's from non kosher liver, from Behemoth Tmeya, whatever it is. But it's not royal achila. It doesn't taste like if you would put it on a table in a wedding and you wouldn't label it, nobody would eat the pills. It doesn't taste good. It's not like a candy or anything. Nifsam achila. So true, the din is like the rush, that it's osama de rabbana mitam achshavei. That's the guy's popping the pills in his mouth. He has a whole fistful of pills and he's eating everything. But if he takes one pill every morning, one pill every night for medical purposes, that's not achshavei. By taking the one pill a day, it doesn't demonstrate that as far as he's concerned, It's considered vaylachilosot. He only takes it like a medicine. You do all kinds of crazy things, the medicine. So achshave is an isa derabban. But on the level of the raisa, once the non-kosher food is nifsam achilosodam, so it's already mutam and atorah, and it's a whole isa to eat it is only with the rabbana if you eat a lot of it. So that's what the Gemara said. That's only in all other isurim aside from chametz. But chametz b'pesach, even though it's nifsam achilosodam, kolzman is still roel achilos hakelav, it still has an isa chametz. It has to be nifsam achilos hakelav. So what if you have chametz? What if you have chametz mitchilas hachimot? It wasn't royal achilas adam. If you had, let's say, somebody got a cake for shalach manas and he doesn't want to eat the gooey cake, so he leaves it on the hefker table and sitting there for a month from Purim until Pesach, and nobody wants to eat the gooey cake, and it becomes nifsam achilas adam. So that started off, it was chametz when it was royal achilas adam, and then it became nifsam achilas adam. What if from the very outset, when it became chametz, it wasn't roil achilas adam from the very outset? So that's what many Rishonim say. That's another form of chametz nuksha. It's chametz dog and gomer. If it, when it became chametz, it was roil achilas adam. Then because it was left out of the refrigerator so long, it became nifsam achilas adam. So that's chametz. But it's called chametz nukshif mitchilas chimutzav. From the very outset, when it became chametz, it wasn't roil achilas adam from the beginning. So that's called chametz nukshim. That's not called chametz dog and gomer. That's called chametz nukshim. Then the Bi'er HaGrua has another kind of chametz nukshif, when the thing is roil achilas adam, but it's not oimed achilas adam. Let's say you have glue. What's the last thing in the Mishnah? Kolon shel sofrim. The sofrim use a certain kind of glue. And glue has a lot of times flour mixed in with water. But it's oimed to use as glue. It's not oimed to eat. It's not, it's a royal achilas adam, but the normal people don't eat it. If it's oimed, amelon shel tabochim, what is it? Zomel shel taboim. It's oimed for a different hishtamshus. So even though it's royal achilas adam, but it's not oimed achilas adam. So that's another form of chametz nukshin, different forms of chametz nukshin. So that's the question. When the Gemara says that there is a Tana who's of the opinion, Rav Meir, Machlek Zandeh, Rav Yudha, the Tana Rav Meir is of the opinion that Chometz Nuksha is an Issa Deraisa, learned that from a Pasuk, Alav, and there's no Koris, but there's Alav. Is that on all the three forms of Chometz Nuksha? And maybe on some forms yes and some forms no. So you have to search through all the Gemaras. On the opening phrase in the Mishnah, in the Perek Elu Oivrim, there's a famous Machlekes Rashi and Rabbein Etam. What do you mean Elu Oivrim? So Rashi says Elu Oivrim, the following people, will be in violation of Bal Yirah Bayimatzei, the Oivr, Bal Yirah Bayimatzei, if they have it in the house. If they have Chametz Nuksha, Chametz Tarub is Chametz in the house. So Rashi sounds like he holds that there's a Bal Yirah Deraisa on both, on Chametz Nuksha, and on Tarubus Chametz. Rabbein Etam disagrees with Rashi, and he holds, no, if not for the Pesukim, we would have thought that neither of them is also. There's no Isa on the Chametz Nuksha, and there's no Isa even to eat. There's no prohibition to eat the Chametz Nuksha. There's no prohibition to have it in the house either. I would have thought that it doesn't qualify as Chametz. Even though you have a Pesuk, the Gemara is going to tell you, from Machmetzis, I'm Gimel Amal, tomorrow's going to have a pasuk, but it's a chiddush that there's an Isar Achila, but Eilach Boel Achidush, and not that the Rashi learns that the pasuk Amem Gimel Amal Aleph is Megala, the Chometz Nukshe and Tarubas Chometz fall back into the Klal and has all the dinim of Chometz. So it would be Osa Bachila and Osa Banon, Bal Yerah Bay Motzah, would be also an Erev Pesach, the whole works, Dina Ke Chometz. And it would be a din of Chometz for Korban Toido also. You have four different minim in Korban Toido. Each min you have 10 chalas, so there you have 30 of them are matzah, and 10 of them are chametz. So the 10 that are chametz, what if you made it from chametz nuksha? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. It's chametz nuksha, dinakar chametz, legadi chalas taida also, that it has to be chametz? Or do you say, no, it's only in the schadish when you get chametz bepesach, it's not in the schadish when you get the korban taida. So we'll have to see, Taisa talks about that. So that seems to be, that's what Nadi Buddha said, that seems to be the Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi learns once you have a pasuk that chametz nukshe is aser and tarub is chametz is aser, it was Nisraba has all the dinim of chametz. And the Rabbi Natam thinks no. When it says elo oifim means elo oifim yala shulchan, you have to remove it from the table. That it was only nischadish benegir to Yisra Achila, it was not nischadish benegir to Bal Yeroi. On the level of the Raisa, there's no Bal Yeroi. The first Taisus in the Masechta says on the level of the Rabbanon, there is Bal Yeroi, the very first Taisus. With the Rabbanon, you have to dispose of everything. There'll be Bal Yeroi with the Rabbanon. But the Taisus here says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, there's no Bal Yeroi, there Raisa. So there's no Bal Yeroi, there Raisa. Means ein lach ba'al chidusha was only nischadish ben again to Yisra Achila. So let's say you want to eat chametz nukshan er Pesach. The Pashta says there should be no Issa. So that's what the Rabbi Natam held. Even if you hold like Rashi, that if you have egg matzah with May Peres, it'll be chametz nukshan. But the Rabbi Natam held that on Pesach he wouldn't eat the egg matzah. But on er Pesach he did eat egg matzah. To be machme twice, to be machme for Rashi Shita, that the egg matzah is the machma like Rashi, that made peiris is machmitzah and makes a chametz nukshe. Rabbi Natam thought that there was a difficult chiddush, and then to be machmer and double chumra, to say the chametz nukshe is also an erev Pesach. How do you know so far? Just like he holds no bal yiroi by matzah, it was only in his chiddush when he gave it to achila, so it shouldn't apply to erev Pesach. You have no pasuk on erev Pesach. So that, the Rabbi Natam felt that's too much of a chumrah. That he didn't, even though Rashi was his grandfather, he didn't observe that chumrah. Not to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach. Not to eat egg matzah on Pesach, that he was machmer. Because Rashi said, that's what Tosfos says. Rabbi Natam wouldn't have enough chutzpah to go against Rashi completely, to eat egg matzah on Pesach. But on Erev Pesach, he did eat it. That's the Tosfos Laman Hayam Beis. And here within this taste is the two versions of what the Rabbi Natam meant. The Rabbi Natam holds a chametz nukshe. There's no bal yiroi there, I said. What would he say about chametz dog and gomer like they tarubis? What if it's real chametz, but it's a tarubis that's a mixture and it's roid heter neotisa? Would he say the same by tarubis chametz also, that there's no bal yiroi there, I said? Man, that's a machlekes and rishanim. Some rishanim say no. The Rabbi Natam only said there's no bal yiroi there. It's only on chametz nukshe. He would never say it on tarubis chametz. Tarubis chametz, there will be bal yiroi there. But I think most assume that according to Rabbi Natam, there's no bal yiroi there on either, not on nukshe, not on chametz al yidei tarubis. That's what many had the practice that they wouldn't rely on mechiras chametz for chametz bien. If you have cake or cookies or real chametz and spaghetti, they wouldn't rely on mechiras chametz, because the Gemara in the end of Masechah Shabbos that says with respect to dinim deraisa you don't allow ha'aroma, but with respect to dinim derabanan you do allow ha'aroma. So they rely on the Rabbi Natam that bal yiroi is only derabanan by taruvis chametz, so they allow mechiras chametz and taruvis chametz, but on chametz b'yen they wouldn't allow Bechiras Chametz, because that's Chametz Bien is a Bal Yiroi Deraisa. And based on that Gemara, it seems that it's not proper to allow Haromis on Dinim Deraisa. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that every year he used to tell about a Balabatim like that, they shouldn't sell Chametz Dov and Gomer. They should only sell Tarubis Chametz. That was his practice, because basically he got it from Achrayim. The Bchor Shor, and Psochim has that. Bchor Shor is by the author of the Tvua Shor. Tvua Shor is Hekran, and Yerudein, and Hilcha Shchita. So the Bchor Shor has that chumer based on that Gemara Masech Shabbos. Pasha Pshat and Gemara Masech Shabbos is not like that. There's a collection of tshuvas written by the Nesivos that's called the Nachlas Yaakov. So the first few tshuvas are written by the Nesivos and the rest are written by his grandson. So in his name is Yaakov, Abyanka Miliso. His father's name is Yaakov also. It's strange. Nesivos' father, they say, when he came to the Bris, so they asked the father, what are you naming the baby? They were in the middle of the Misha Berach. They said, Yikor Shema B'Yisrael. So he thought they were asking him, what's the name? So he said, Yaakov. So they named the baby Yaakov then. Then he realized, he said, Yaakov. So they left the name like that. His name is Yaakov and his father's name is Yaakov. Strange story. That's the version that they have. Anyway, so the Nachlas Yaakov, the first tshuva by the Nesivos, is about the Mechiras Chametz. That one of the Rabbanim, the rabbi from Bechutz, The church is in Galicia. So the rabbi from Buchach sent a letter to the Nesivis. The Nesivis was the one who authorized, who approved the Chivas Chametz as we have it today. That the rabbi sells the Chametz to all the Balabatim, and everybody leaves the Chametz in their house, and you have a mechitza goodbye, asar tfachim, so to remind you not to eat from the Chametz. But the rabbi from Buchach said it's against the Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi, Masechus Maisa Sheni. Ketzer Marim and Malamaisa Sheni live dosa below Chomesh. If the farmer himself has his own Maisa Sheni and he's Poyde, then he has to give Keren Chomesh. If I'm Poyde someone else's Maisa Sheni, you just give Keren, you don't have to give Chomesh. So the Mishnah tells you how to beat the system. How can you be Poyde Maisa Sheni with your own money without adding on the Chomesh? The Yerushalmi says you have to give the money to a friend of yours. But if you give the money to the friend on the tonight that he uses the money, I'm afraid he'll walk off with the money. So if I say I'm only giving the money for the sole purpose of being paid in my Maaseh Sheni, then it doesn't help. Then it's my money and he's being paid with my money. So then you do have to be Maaseh Chomesh. So you have to give it. It has to be a friend whom you can trust. I give him $1,000 and he's going to be paid. I know he's not going to double cross me. He's going to use the money to be paid in the Maaseh Sheni. So the Yerushalmi says, in Kol HaTarakula, you're not allowed to do Ha'arama in order to pati yourself from a mitzvah. This is one and only exception to the rule. To be paid a Maaseh Sheni below Chomesh. Why? Because Brocha Ksiv Bo. Because the Pasuk says, in Chomesh Kiva Rechach Hashem Alokecha. Kirchak Mim Chamok and Kilo Tzuch on Seisi Kiva Rechach Hashem Alokecha. He had sort of bountiful year. He had so many papers grew that it's going to cost you a fortune to transport all the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. You're going to lose money on the deal. So since it says Brocha Ksiv Bo, because it says Kiva Rechach Hashem Alokecha, so that's why the Chachamim publicize this kula, how to do this ha'arama, to be paid in the Maaseh Sheni b'li Chomesh. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, we don't permit ha'arama when it comes to a mitzvah. It's not proper. So that's what the B'chacha Rav raised the issue. How did the Nesivis permit? He was the one who allowed the Mechiras Chomets, as we know it, because many Jews were farmers, and they had to feed Chomets to their cows. So you can't just ask the Goy, please feed the Chomets to my cow. I'm getting Hanor from the Chomets. You can't just give the cow to the goy, and the Jew's going to feed it. You're not allowed to feed behemoth efker chametz. You have to sell the chametz. You have to sell the chametz to the goy with the cow to the goy, and then you tell the goy the cow has to eat chametz. So that was the taina of the B'chacha Rav. You're not allowed to do ha'arama on a din d'oraisa. So the Nesivis says, go fly a kite. We don't pass like a Yerushalmi. Don't bother me. The Bavli doesn't hold like that. That's all. We don't hold from that. I read Gemara in the end of Shabbos. Gemara, you look in the Gemara Shabbos, a totally different thing. It's talking about a totally different thing. Gemara Shabbos tells a story that there was a Talmud in Yeshiva by Beirav. There was a ferry that went across the river every half hour, and the Talmud wanted to go across the river to see how his field is doing on the other side. But that's not right. You're not allowed to go in a boat on Shabbos. And may break and you may fix it. So the Talmud, he's not rowing the boat, but you're not allowed to ride in the boat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he knew that he was going to leave in a half hour. So he went and he made believe that he took a nap on the boat. And then the ferryman drove the boat to the other side of the river. Then he makes believe that he woke up and he gets on the other side of the river. So the Balabatim complained to his Rebbe in the yeshiva, why the Talmud did the shtick. So the Rebbe said, it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, and Harama and Adin de Rabbanon is Mutter for Tzurvim de Rabbanon. That's a different Harama. He mamish violated the Din, but he made it look like an accident. He made it look as if that he fell asleep and he didn't realize what was going to happen. That's a different kind. That's a different Harama. We were talking about a legal fiction. By Mechiras Chametz, everything is legal. There, Mamash violated the din. That's a big chiddush. Whenever the Chacham made a gzera de Rabban and Shema, you're not allowed to do this because it may lead to something else. So if I'm a Talmud Chacham and I make it look like an accident, I'm allowed to violate the din de Rabbanon. That's only a gzera. If they make something, it's a malachim de Rabbanon, so you're not allowed to do a malachim de Rabbanon. It's only a gzera. You're not allowed to do it because it may lead to something else. And I know not to do the other thing. So Talmud Chacham is allowed to do it if he makes it look like an accident. So the others, the Balabatim, all learned from him. That's a ganz and a different din. So that's only mutar and a gzera de Rabbanon. So of course it's not mutar and a derais, not even mutar and a malachim de Rabbanon. It's only mutar and a gzera de Rabbanon. There are other gemaras like that also. But Bechibas Chametz is not illegal. It's a legal fiction. Legal fictions are Harama is Mutter. That's the common practices, like the Nesidus, not like the B'chotcher Rav. But as I say, Rav Soloveitchik, you to say over that Chumra every year to the Balabatim and to the boys in the yeshiva. Okay, so maybe tomorrow we'll pick up Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. There isn't too much to read here on Mem Beis on the Beis. Maybe start on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara starts the discussion. Man Tana the Chumis Dogen Gomar De Tarubis is an Issa. Okay, Tov. So,